Tzad Halachim Chavis Halvodus.
Was it Wednesday night? Orlotes Zayin Shvat. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't make a Shechiyanu on an S road, even if, you know, when I grew up, it's like if you didn't eat something for a year, you make a Shechiyanu on it. But that's not true. It has to be a season thing, and it has to have a specific season when it grows, and if it's available all year round, because there's a lot of, in New York City, you have Korean grocers, they have everything. But nowadays, Baruch Hashem, with the Hitpatchut of Gashmius, so a lot of, most things are available all year round. Not Eretz Yisrael Grada, you don't have. You don't have apples, you don't have oranges, it's not in season. But Al Kaponim and Esrog is Dor Kol HaShonakul on the tree, and it grows all year round, and it doesn't have a set season, so you don't say Shechiyanu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Some say also that you don't say Shechiyanu because really you're supposed to make Shechiyanu when you see the new fruit. But we are, our minhag has become that when we get the maximum hanah from it, we eat it, that's when we make the Shechiyanu. But here, you made the Shechiyanu really on the Esrog Shtickle when you did the mitzvah with it. So although it's technically not exactly on the new fruit, but we already made a Shechiyanu on it, so that would be another reason. A third reason would be if you don't eat an Esrog, it's very, very bitter. And they make jelly out of it, and they add whatever, something to make it edible, palatable. So you're not eating it. First of all, you can't even tell it's an Esrog, it's jam, it's jelly. So you don't have really pieces in it, and anyway, it's like I said, it's not really edible, sort of. You don't make Shechiyanu on such a thing. Okay. So, yeah. We're learning Chavis Halvavus. We're in Sharicha Maisa, Perakei. He's talking about the Yetzer Hara trying to distract you from Chayim Nitzchiyim, and he wants to involve you very much in this world and make you forget, disconnect, be Mesiach Das on your long range goals. L'chasha Yireh. When the Yetzer Hara sees, Ketarosa Lefanos Es Libcha, L'maisei Olam Haba, you're doing something that's an Olam Haba type action. Ketzilas Chova, you're davening, doing a mitzvah, Beisha Takara B'tor, you're learning. Olam Eishum Chochma, Mechochmas Hamuna, Ba'amusar. Meval Beloscha, so he starts attacking, he mixes you up. U'matri Dibcha V'divrei Ha'olam, he starts to entice you with things of Olam Hazeh things. Schoros, what's the stock market doing? Mekach, Memkar, Revach, Behefsid, is even without a smartphone. The Yomel Chachakach, Yesh Lecha Lekabel Eis HaPnai Hazeh B'Simcha, you have to take off a little, you have to be purposeful. U'shas HaBatola Hazos, Asher Lo Tucha Lola Beis Acheres, if you don't take care of this now, you're never going to get another chance, that's what he tells him. They revolt HaSokim Alech, you have so many things to do, so many things to take care of, you better take care of it now. And he tries to be Mesiach Das from the time you put aside for learning. V'chashov itvam shutzcha, he starts to tell you, you know, I think maybe your partner's cheating you, you better make a cheshbon now. What's the money, where the money's going? U'bor ma'ashayesh l'cho, ma'ashayol lecha. I mean, everything, we know, this happens usually during Shmoneh Esrei, right? We start thinking of all the things we have to do that day, and all the things that we forgot about, and all the things that we suddenly remember about. Ma'ashakibalta mechavol secha, was the am I in minus or not? Umashanisha lecha, umasharoy lecha, the sasigbo, misiba satrofim, what do you have to do for your business? To advertise, maybe I should be advertising more, maybe I should be advertising less. Yeah, and misibos atrofim, umashena roy lecha, what you shouldn't be doing, umashakadami ma'asechash, umashakadash, and scharata the olive. All sorts of thoughts, things you did that you have regret about, things you did that you want to do it again. Like, it gets to the whole world. All of a sudden, you're thinking about everything else in the world. You have a din coming up, you go over all of your tainus, all of his tainus. It's labedik. Your mind all of a sudden fills up very quickly with things that maybe you do have to take care of them, b'shaitom, and you have to give even thought to it, but not now, like, not now. Now he's trying to distract you from doing what you're doing now. It could be davening, it could be learning, it could be even doing something. He's still talking about someone with a din Torah, with a friend. What can you say? What can he say? What proofs are you going to bring? And that's how he tries to be mevalbel you. Okay, let's stop here.